critic Owen Gleiberman says the movie Let It Ride, which came out last year, was a victim of poor distribution. It got yanked from theaters almost as soon as it was released. But now the film, starring Richard Dreyfuss, is out on home video, and Owen says it finally has a chance to find the audience it deserves.
Richard Dreyfuss is hardly the first actor to heat up the screen with his fast-talking patter. Yet I can't think of another performer who combines energy and emotion the way Dreyfuss does. His verbal spritzing is the sound of a man trying to convince himself he believes in something. In Let It Ride, Dreyfuss plays yet another cockeyed true believer, like his stargazing everyman in Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Only here, he's into a different sort of faith. I'm talking about the feverish, cathartic religion of horse racing. Let It Ride is a wonderfully sly comedy about the people who spend their lives at the track, coasting on $10 bets, booze, and pipe dreams of picking a long shot. Dreyfuss plays Trotter, a scrappy fellow whose compulsive gambling is starting to tear his life apart. Trotter likes to think he's too good for the losers who play the horses all day. But every time he glances around the racetrack saloon, he knows he's one of them. All this changes when his cab driver pal, played by pop star David Johansen, overhears talk of a crooked deal to fix a race. Suddenly, fate has handed Trotter a sure thing.
You really think charity can win?
Do I really think charity can win?
Yeah.
Well, I am walking around in yesterday's suit.
Yeah.
And I do recall just recently telling my wife that I was going to stop gambling and that I was going to move back home right after work this morning.
Yeah.
If I listen closely, I can hear my wife telling our attorney, go for his balls. And you're really asking me whether I think charity can win?
Yeah.
Yes! I think charity can win!
Trotter bets his money and wins. Then he bets all his winnings and wins again. He's having what he would call a very good day. The sweetest victory comes when he ditches the saloon for a seat at the Jockey Club, the upscale bar for wealthy gamblers. For Trotter, it's like entering heaven. It's the hangout for winners. Yet what does it mean to be a winner? The terrific thing about Let It Ride is that it captures the intricate psychology of horse racing. At first, Trotter's pals can't accept having a winner in their midst. Most of them are so accustomed to losing, that's all they really believe in. Trotter has to break free of their gloomy jinx. It's not enough for him to win one race, or two, or even three. To be a true winner, he's got to keep proving his good fortune was no accident. He's got to show his pals that he's of a different breed. Let It Ride is finally a little too much of a fairy tale, but it's still the savviest and most enjoyable American movie about the lure of gambling since Robert Altman's California Split. Dreyfuss, who's occasionally too coy, plugs us right into Trotter's desperation and go-for-broke daring. It's a funny and touching performance, the kind that makes the triumph of a little guy seem richly deserved. And the movie has as many great supporting crazies as a Preston Sturges comedy. Among the standouts are David Johansen as Trotter's hangdog pal, Michelle Phillips as a filthy rich gambler who gets lusty around winners, and Robbie Coltrane as a ticket seller who looks on with both contempt and awe as Trotter places his insanely chancy bets. Let It Ride portrays the people at the track as one big, contentious family. They may not like each other much, but they've all come together to worship at the church of winning.
Owen Gleiberman is a film critic for Entertainment Weekly.